This was Doggy Paradise. I woofed and chewed and swallowed and woofed and chewed and swallowed. I knew we were on a time clock, so to speak. And I wanted to... A door opening? Footsteps? It didn't matter. I didn't care what happened. Let them send me a prison. Let them shoot me. Whatever they did, I would go out a happy dog.
Hank?
Hey, don't bother me now. I still got 10 dozen left.
Hank?
Suddenly, I felt myself, well, skidding backwards, you might say. Almost as though some mysterious force were pulling me by the... Someone was pulling me by the tail. Pulling me away from my precious cargo of golden puffy... I could hear my claws scraping across the bed of the pickup. No! No! Don't do this! Next thing I knew, I was locked in the rough embrace of someone. An angry scarecrow in cowboy clothes. Okay, it was Slim. And he looked, Hank, what in the cat hair are you doing? Well, there were 15 boxes of donuts, see? And they smelled so wonderful, and nobody was guarding them. Okay, a pipsqueak poodle, but for the most part, they were all alone back there, and I just thought, oh, brother. I reached toward the control panel of my mind and started throwing switches. Looks of remorse, mournful wags on the tail section, eyes of tragedy, and then, to beef up the presentation, I switched on a little program we call I Didn't Do It, Honest. I beamed them all toward Slim's, yipes, wrathful face. The fog in my mind began to clear. I saw people. Tom Trejo was counting donuts and writing on a piece of paper. Loper stood a short distance away, looking towards the sky and shaking his head. Several mechanics had come outside and were laughing. Slim wasn't laughing. Hank, you bird brain, get in the pickup now. Sure, fine, no problem. But if he would just give me a minute, I could explain. He opened the pickup door and booted me in the tail. Get in there. I flew into the seat, which was no small deal, since I was stuffed to the gills and had taken on some extra weight. Drover whispered,
Did you get in trouble?
Roger that.
How bad?
Pretty bad, but I think it's fixing to get worse. The donut man is adding up the bill. Slim and Loper were standing near Tom Trejo, watching in gloomy silence as he added up a long column of numbers. Loper said, How much?
Oh, said Tom. It's not as bad as I thought, only 40 bucks. I'm giving you a volume discount.
Loper's eyes almost bugged out of his head.
40 bucks? Would you take the dog instead? No, but we'll take checks.
Loper snatched the checkbook out of his hip pocket, bent over the hood of Trejo's pickup, and slashed off a check. His lips were white when he handed it over.
Sorry about this. The dog is a moron. That's all I can say.
It's okay, Loper. We're square.
Trejo looked around and grinned.
Well, I guess he liked my donuts.
No one laughed. They shook hands. Slim and Loper went back inside the shop, giving me nullifying glares as they walked past, and Trejo got into his pickup and started the motor. And guess who made his appearance then? Poodsy Poodle. He flew into Tom's lap, leaped with joy, and licked him on the face. Tom laughed and rubbed the little snot behind the ears. It was so disgusting I had to turn away. But as Trejo was backing out of the parking space, I looked around just in time to catch a glimpse of Poodsy Poodle. He was grinning and waving goodbye. Oh, and he yelled,
Thanks for the business, dude.
I was so mad I could have... Never mind. Just then, Slim and Loper came out of the shop, and we soon found out what had taken them so long. Loper had been arguing and pleading with the service manager to loan us another pickup until Slim's old wreck got fixed. Apparently, he had won the argument. Outside, Loper pitched the keys to Slim and said, "See you back at the ranch and don't get lost on the way. I hope your dog enjoyed his $40 donuts." "Don't blame me." "You're the one who brought him to town." "All right, we'll split the damage, 50-50. You can take it out of my next paycheck. Will that make you happy?" "Forget it. I'd rather pay the bill and complain about it."